First, I'd like to wish each of you a very holy and happy Christmas. This past week or so, Father Wooten and I have heard hundreds of confessions, 3.5 hours today and 2 hours Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. So it's been great to see so many people that wanted to go to confession to purify their souls in order to receive Christ at Christmas. And I came across a little story about confession this week. And it was a man in Ireland decided to go to confession for the first time after 30 years. So he went into the confessional box, and he couldn't believe his eyes. There was Guinness on tap. Okay? And then also in the little room was the finest selection of cigars and chocolates, the finest selection of chocolates. Well, then the priest came in. And the Irishman says, "Father, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 30 years since my last confession. But first, I must admit that the confessional box is much more inviting than it used to be." And the priest said, "Get on the other side. This is my side." Now, the story I wanted to actually tell tonight was about the Good Shepherd Church treasurer. He went to the pastor with the bad news that they couldn't make the mortgage payments or pay the utilities bill. So the pastor went to the congregation on Sunday morning and said, "We need an extra large offering this morning." Then he added, "We will honor the person who gives the largest offering by inviting him or her to pick out 3 hymns for the service." To the pastor's delight, there was a $1,000 check in the basket, which made him so excited, he asked the big giver to identify himself or herself and come forward so they could say thank you. Well, a quiet little lady sitting in the back shyly stood up, and the pastor invited her to the front. Telling her how generous her gift was, he also invited her to select 3 hymns. Her eyes brightened as she looked over the congregation and pointed to the 3 most handsome men in the sanctuary and said, "I'll take him and him and him." The 3 hymns I'd actually like to talk about tonight are, first, I'd like to talk about O Come, Emmanuel. I wanted to just mention 3 hymns and tell a little bit about the theology of each one. The song we've been singing all during Advent, O Come, Emmanuel. The word Emmanuel means God with us. See, our God is not a distant God. He's not some cosmic force. He is a loving triune God. And this Son of God became flesh, and he became one of us. And that's what we celebrate at the birthday of Christ at Christmas, that God became a little tiny baby. So he is Emmanuel, God with us. It's such an incredible act of love for God to send his Son into this world to be born, to grow up, to die on the cross, to rise from the dead, to open the gates of heaven. So the song, O Come, Emmanuel, reminds us that God is love, that he loved us so much that he gave his only Son to redeem the world. And this God, in the beginning, then became man, as we know in the first part of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That moment of the incarnation at the birth of Christ split history in two. Before Christ and after Christ. The most important event in the history of the world is when God became Emmanuel, one of us. The second hymn that I wanted to mention tonight is Away in a Manger. What a beautiful song that is. A song where we're reminded that God was not born in some great palace. He was born in a stable, in a manger with hay, surrounded by animals. When he was born, they had to wrap him in swaddling clothes. They laid him in the feed box where the animals would eat out of. There was no room at the inn. So Jesus was born in humility. And that's an important message that God wants to send us at Christmas, that God is humble. He was born in the lowliest of places in a manger. And he did this to show poverty, detachment from the things of this world, to be a reminder that the material things are not the most important things. It is the spiritual things. It's saving our soul, getting to heaven, being with God for all eternity. That's what really matters. Those who are rich in the eyes of God are saints. They're the ones that are holy, that are close to God. And holiness is much more important than material things, properties and possessions. So Jesus came down and was born in a manger to show us humility, detachment from worldly things, and poverty. And lastly, the third hymn I wanted to mention was, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Because the word Bethlehem has a very important theology. The word Bethlehem in Hebrew means the house of bread. And isn't it appropriate that Jesus would be born in the city called the house of bread? Because he would give us himself in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus would say to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you. So Jesus would give us himself in the Eucharist. And so when we think about Christmas, we actually think, well, where does that word come from? The word Christmas comes from two words, Christ and the Mass. So Christmas is where we celebrate Christ's Mass. And on the altar, every time we come to Mass, the altar is the brand new manger. And instead of swaddling clothes, Jesus comes to us wrapped under the appearances of wheat and under the appearances of wine. So Jesus comes to us at every Mass. So when we think about that hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, we're reminded that Jesus is the bread of life and that he did not leave us without himself. He came to stay in the tabernacle. Mother Teresa said, if you want to see how much Jesus loved you in the past, look at the manger or look at a crucifix. She said, if you want to see how much Jesus loves you now, look at a tabernacle. Because our God is still Emmanuel. Our God is still with us. He is still with us in the Blessed Sacrament. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. So every Mass really is Christ Mass or Christmas. And we should remember his continual presence in the Blessed Sacrament. So when we look at these hymns, we see God is Emmanuel. He's one of us. He came into this world to show us how much he loves us and to redeem the world. Second, he was born in poverty and humility and detachment from material things. And then third, he remains with us in the most blessed sacrament. So these are the gifts that he's given to us. The gift of redemption, the gift of salvation, the gift of opening the gates of heaven, and the gift of himself in the Holy Eucharist. Well, what gift have we gotten for Christ this Christmas? After all, it is his birthday. The gift that we should give to Christ, of course, is the gift of our love, our faithfulness, our following the Ten Commandments, and our willingness to give God that 1 hour each week and come to Sunday Mass and to experience Christmas, not just one day a year, but every single Sunday, and in fact, even every day, because Christ is born again every day upon the altar. And we can receive the same Jesus that the shepherds worshipped and the wise men worshipped. We have him every single day in Holy Communion. So we should remember that as we hear those three hymns, think of the rich theology that is present in our Catholic faith. And think of what gift can we give back to Jesus for giving himself to us. We should give him the gift of our love, our faithful worship each and every Sunday, and our reception of him in Holy Communion. God bless you.